KEKV on statewide one.
Are you late? RUH? What's going on, Wally?
What are you doing, Anthony?
Just on my way back to the east side from Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I heard you in the coffee talk this morning. You said you were heading over there. So you get your radio doing the automatic roam thing, or you just picking channels?
It's automatic roaming. It's actually works really well. After we talked the other day, when I was on my way up north, I looked a little closer, and I got all of it set up already. It's in, I can just set it to roam, and it roams. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, and you can actually turn down the signal setup, too. Next time we're together, I'll show you how to do that. So you can turn it down, so if it doesn't get a 115 signal back, it'll go hunting for you quicker. So that, you know, but if it's working for you, we can leave it alone, but you can turn it down a few dBs too and make it go hunting for a better repeater quicker.
Cool. Well, you have to show me how to do that. Right now, my intention is to be at the meeting on, what is that, 2 Thursdays from now, 3 Thursdays from now, something like that. Well, 2 Thursdays from tomorrow, I guess it would be. So, yeah, I'll remember to bring this radio and figure out.
Yeah, it won't be in the radio, it'll be in the code plug, but I'll show you where it's at. So I'll show you how to play with it. You can play around with it, especially if you're going to do a lot of traveling. So, okay, sir, my wife is coming back. I got to step out. So just figured I'd check and see if the radio works here in Chesterfield at Strawberry Fields. We're leaving, so I'll chat with you a little later. Clear with yours.
I'll chat with you later. KEAUH.
Creepy. W8FU.
KE8SVR, statewide one mobile. W8EAP, KCAKGL.
Hey, bum.
I was trying to reach Eric, because I have a radio for him that he wanted.
That's Wally. I just heard you there. So, you notice any difference in your new antenna? I heard you talking about it earlier.
It seems pretty decent. How did I sound on the other end?
I don't know. You're on a repeater. You're hitting a repeater good. I guess it depends how far away you are.
I was on the Detroit.
You scanned away on me. I just turned it off. So.
Well, let me see here. I did what something, I forgot who suggested it, but I took that rubber ring off the magnet and twisted it on there, man, and she went on there nice and snug.
I'm not sure which rubber ring. Oh, you mean the O-ring on the bottom?
Yeah, my magnet had a O-ring at the bottom of the, where the NMO mounts to. So I took that ring off, and then I just took the antenna and twisted it down, and it stopped nice and tight on there. So as far as I know, I got a good connection. I'll be right back. I got to put fuel in this beast, because then I have 6 miles still empty.
You have plenty of time. All right. I'm not getting a car wash when you get back because I'm in line for the car wash. W8B.
Sounds good. KCKGO.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, statewide 1. KE8LAX, statewide 1. KE8LAX, statewide 1.
NAWRO. How you doing, Dean?
Hey, Tim, doing well. Just got out of the BJ's gas station line. It's definitely busy tonight. How are you?
Not too bad. Not hearing as much from you because of your new status. So I hope things are going well over there.
Yeah, well, part of the reason is I've been driving the truck so that the girls have the car during the day. And I do not have a mobile unit in that vehicle, so I've only got the HT, which is typically why when you hear me, it's on statewide 1. And then it looks like, and I got to figure out how the schedule works, but after next week, it looks like they're moving me tonight. So that'll be that'll definitely be interesting.
Yeah, it does take a little getting used to for nights, but I imagine it's at least, or maybe you don't know if it's just for a training period of time or what.
Nope. That schedule, I believe, is going to be a until further notice / something comes up if I decide to bid on it or apply for it, if you will. That looks like that's the shift they're giving me.
NAWRO, copy that. Little man type thing. Kind of just the way it goes. They hire some more, maybe you get bumped up.
Stand by, getting on the highway.
Copy.
Okay, yeah, no extra turning. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I gotta figure out the times. Part of what concerns me is it looks like they've got me on the Wednesday, Thursday alternating weekend schedule, but on nights. So I don't know, because I'm not familiar with it. I know night shift, they consider your Wednesdays, well, at least in other places I've worked, they'll consider your day like the day technically before or after or something like that. So I don't know where that puts me and where it falls, and I'm just hoping that if it works that way, I'm hoping so, because I would like to be able to make the nets and make the meeting, because if it's a 6-to-6, I literally miss everything.
Yeah, I can see how that would be for nights, because when Dave comes off, he has to kind of rush to get to the net or to the in-person meeting. So, yeah, if you're on the night shift, I can see where you're on the other end of that, and you're not going to make anything. But, yeah, to see how it goes. Hopefully, it's not for too long, hopefully.
Fair enough. Yeah, I have to, as an update to what's going on this end, I haven't really talked to anybody. I applied, so we did that thing where Facebook was supposed to recognize through PayPal something or another. Our treasurer gave me the heads up about it. So I tried with the electronic version, and they said no go. So I asked for a manual review, and I should have a response by now. Once I get home, I gotta get on the computer, and I'm gonna check that. And then I've got some courses I have to do before Friday for work. So that's kind of a update. Anybody inquiring, if you could relay the message, that would be great.
Okay, happy to do so, and I will do so. I was looking for that EIN number 2 for something else, but then I did see it on the IRS letter, so I was good with that. And, yeah, I understand what you're doing there with Facebook.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll be running into the boss tomorrow, so I'll be bringing him the go kit, and I'll discuss further a couple things with him, but for anyone inquiring, that'd be greatly appreciated. And yeah, I'm just kind of trucking along. It's a lot of information, but I'm starting to get a basic hang of it, and go from there. It's not horrible. There's just a lot of caveats. You can do this, but only if this. And learning all that is tricky.
Yeah, I hear you. If this, then that. But wait, not now. You know, it's like always exceptions. The rule. Yeah, no problem. And then we should probably make contingency plans for recording future meetings when they want that. So I'll speak with John as well.
Yeah, I'll stay in contact with John. Recordings and stuff like that are not a big deal, and I can, you know, if necessary, I can possibly recruit a helper if necessary, and we can get something figured out. I'm not too stressed or worried about that. And as far as audio recordings,
NAWRO, okay, sounds good, Dean. Now, this one's going to be, just, well, as you know, this one's a little bit different with the Zoom call. So I know, well, you already went through it. I know they don't want it real time. I think they want it recorded for later, but I still don't know about that even. So, like you said, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. We've still got a little time, 2 weeks, I believe. So, all right, sounds good. You have a good one. I'll sign right now unless you need something else. NAWRO, after you. Have a good one, Dean.
Nope, I think I'm good. Thanks for the QSO, Jim. And we'll talk again soon. This is KEHLAX, Clear for Kentucky.